Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown. You can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
This what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Term. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name.
All right, all right. We're here, and welcome. It is Tuesday, August 20th. And here we are, John Martin. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm feeling good, John Martin, because we are just 11, count them, 11 days out from the University of Memphis hosting Ole Miss in its football season opener. College football is drawing closer, John Martin. Are you as excited as I am?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
I think I'm there with you.
Good. You don't sound like it.
Oh, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to take my shirt off and start doing, like, twerking? What do you want me to do, man?
Well, excited. Twerking?
Yeah. I mean, well, how would you like me to express my undying excitement for the college football season that is 11 days away, as you point out?
Can you twerk, bro?
Sure.
You've worked on that before?
I've done it before, yeah. Yeah. It's just part of the rite of passage, you know?
For Sam?
Yeah, for Sam, you know, exactly. Yeah, so, no, I'm so excited. I cannot sleep at night. I don't like to wake up in the morning without college football. It is just a painful and miserable existence, and I'm excited and looking forward to it ending.
Are you aware that the Tigers are favored in that game?
I am. By 6 points.
Are you aware that the Tigers are projected to be favored in every game they play this season?
I am.
Are you aware that very soon we will have our third, count them, third Memphis football anthem out for the people? Are you aware of that?
Now, that I am excited about.
Because that's a responsibility that falls on us, John.
It is.
All right.
And the people have been looking forward to it. They deserve it. They've gotten used to it.
Come on, pick it up here, brother.
And so we will definitely have – we got some time, though. We got, like you said, we got 11 days, you know, to hammer out all the details. And we will. We have a very rough idea of what we want to do, and we're excited about it. We do need to get on that, though, at some point.
Hopefully it lives up to expectations.
I think it will. I honestly think this might be the best one yet. I really do. I think this will end up being...
You got a little twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, I think this might end up being the best Memphis football anthem yet.
All right.
And I look forward to hearing it at the Liberty Bowl.
Forward to doing it with you, John.
Yeah.
Brother.
I look forward to hearing it at the Liberty Bowl, Jason, this year.
They not play. They will never adopt our song.
Why?
I don't know
Ain't
why.
Ain't nobody else making songs about them.
Well, it's got to be good enough first.
Well, it will be.
Maybe it's on us.
It will be.
We got to step it up. Let's go.
We have a big show planned for you today. Lots of news. Lots of news.
Mm-hmm.
And views on this show. That's what we do, man. News and views. That's this show. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Brian Baldinger. He's a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. We will talk to him about yet another Antonio Brown grievance. We will talk to him about Ezekiel Elliott. He has a sort of a video piece out about sort of how and if Tony Pollard can step in for Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, yes. Perfect. He's got a breakdown of a question we will be certain to ask him.
Yeah, so we will talk to Brian Baldinger about all of that at 11:25. At 12:25, Clay Travis will join us. Did you realize that the Kardashian family, as a unit, makes over $3 million per Instagram post? So if you take all their Khloe, Kim, Kylie, Kendall.
How do you get money off an Instagram post?
Well, I think.
How did they figure that? How did they come up with that?
Just
number?
Maybe there's like an algorithm with engagement, or, you know, if an advertiser or company is spending money, like for a paid partnership. You know, that's how much you have to spend.
They are a money machine, John.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the other thought that I know we both have shared is that when Keeping Up with the Kardashians first started airing, right, on E, there was a clear order. There was a clear order of this. There's a clear hierarchy, right? It was, and maybe we can disagree on the top two, but for me, it was Kim.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Courtney.
Yeah, that's a so cliche answer.
And go then ahead. way.
You're ranking these women on their beauty?
Total package.
Just be careful.
In the back was Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know how many years it's been later.
I know what you're about to say.
14 or 15? Khloe's number one. Khloe has somehow battled back.
A lot of hard work, brother.
And taking the top
spot.
A lot
of stair steps.
In the Kardashian family.
Again, in what sense?
Yeah,
she's not like the top earner.
No, but I mean, certainly in terms of aesthetically, you would say.
She's changed her appearance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It does. She does. She's gorgeous.
Well, and you know, she, like you said, hard work. You know, she's gotten it right and tight.
Right. I don't want to get too deep into this, yes, but Courtney was always my favorite because more natural.
She was definitely natural. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you probably would say the classiest.
Yeah.
You would say the classiest.
I just hated the way she kept running back to Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, don't want to get too deep in this. I feel like you're ready to go 3 hours on it.
Yeah. But anyway,
this
Clay Travis
your world.
Is into this, and we will talk to him about this and NFL and college football at 12:25. Then at 1:25, the Tigers are back from the Bahamas trip, and they're healthy, and at least as healthy as you could ask for, mm-hmm, after a trip like that. And we're going to talk to assistant coach Tony Madlock at 1:25 about what he thought, you know, what he thought of the trip, what he thinks the team got out of it, you know, his impressions of the team. We'll talk to him about all of that at 1:25. But we do have a few things that we need to get to in the open of the show today, both of them basketball related, both of them Memphis basketball related.
Imagine
as a matter
that.
Of fact. Also later in the show, absolutely crazy story, but the FBI has thwarted a mass shooting attempt in Memphis.
When I clicked on that story, I could not believe it was real when I was clicking on it. I was hoping it was some, but obviously it's all over at the commercialappeal.com. It's nothing but real. Scary to read, John Martin.
Yeah, it is.
To say the least, we'll talk about it.
We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But a bit of news this morning from Emiliano Carchia.
Who?
Emiliano Carchia.
Okay.
Or Carchia, you know, maybe that's how he says it, Carchia. He runs Sportando. Now, Sportando has...
Very aware of Sportando.
They're a recognizable name in sort of international foreign basketball.
Yes.
Not always right. I remember they had a story about Chandler Parsons once getting surgery or something, and he didn't end up... That was actually the 1 year he didn't get surgery. So they're not always 100% accurate. But they did have a tweet this morning from Emiliano Carchia. And this is the tweet. Top prospect of 2021 NBA draft, Jalen Green, will decide soon between Stella Artura, Prolific Prep, and Australian League, a source told Sportando. So Jalen Green, as we know, is one of the top priorities for the University of Memphis in 2020, or at least he has been now. We came on, if you remember, it was a random summer day, but we came on this summer and we sort of told you that we're dialing it back in terms of the expectation of Jalen Green at Memphis. We're dialing it back a little bit because of variables. Welcome to the variables part of this segment. This is, again, from Emiliano Carcia, Jalen Green deciding between Stella Adjura. Now, the interesting thing about this Stella place, it's in, I believe it is in Italy.
Uh-huh.
It is in Italy. And its Wikipedia page says that it is an amateur basketball club.
Amateur, key word
yes.
there, right?
Yes. It looks like it's a basketball academy. So, you know, again, I've tried to Google this, and I don't know if we've ever seen an American go to this place.
To one of these academies overseas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Andrea Bargnani went to this place.
Right.
You know, and he didn't go to college. You know, he went straight to the league.
This would be American prep school equivalent, basically? You can keep your amateur status? Is that the equivalent to our prep school?
I'm thinking
Similar?
So.
Yes.
I'm thinking so. That is my inkling mm-hmm. right now, is that he would still maintain his NCAA eligibility if he went over to Italy to play for this team. Prolific Prep is a high school in America.
Isn't that where he's at?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, in Napa.
Right.
And then the Australian League, as we know, that's where RJ Hampton is.
That's pro.
And that is you will not go to college if you go to Australia.
So it feels like he's got all of his options there.
Yes.
Except for college.
Yeah. And well, for
obviously,
yes.
But this is for the next year.
This is for next year, exactly. So, you know, it is an interesting, and it is true, by the way. Like, I've confirmed this report. It is definitely, that is on the table. All of these things are being considered. And, you know, obviously, if you're a Memphis fan, you do not want him to go to the Australian League because that would
burn it up.
He's not going to the University of Memphis. I'm not sure what impact, if any, it would have if Jalen Green went to Italy. You know, I don't really know what the benefits of going to Italy would be. Frankly, I don't really know what the connection is there. Just seems very random. You know, Jalen Green's not Italian.
So, just sounds like they're considering all options inside and outside the U.S., and that was one that was – sounds like that's one that's been proposed to him.
Right.
Which, again, sounds to me like the equivalent of being prep school here. You
yep.
keep your amateur status.
Yep.
Anybody good going there?
Like I said, the only
Bargnani.
Alum they have is Bargnani. Yeah.
All right.
That notable players, and that was in 2003.
Yeah. I know, we haven't seen Americans do this, so okay. Sounds like they're keeping their options open.
Yeah,
I don't have mine high, but I haven't since the summertime.
Yeah. So, and then if he stays in America, that's probably a fine development. But still, I still think there are a lot of variables that have forced me to kind of temper my expectations. You know, as it relates to Jalen Green and the University of Memphis. But at the same time, this Memphis staff has surprised us before. You know. And it wouldn't be the first time that ever happened. So, anyway, that was the news this morning that Jalen Green is considering all of his options so as to how to spend his next year. You know, because again, he can't go straight to the NBA. That happens in 2022.
Correct.
So he's going to be part of that sort of last class or one of the last classes before that rule goes into effect.
Let me throw one at you. How much of a blow would it be? Again, it feels like with the way Penny's been able to recruit, with who we know they're in on for 2020 in terms of guards, how much, I mean, obviously it's a blow. It's Jalen Green. It's one of, if he doesn't come to Memphis. But again, don't you feel like they're in a good enough position with so many other guards? And maybe this even opens the door. We talked about it a couple of months ago for a Matthew Morrell, a guy who may not have made the cut if you were involved with some players
yep.
ranked higher than him. Now maybe, you know, if Jalen's out the door, if he burns up his college eligibility going pro,
yeah,
you know, maybe you turn your sights on and focus and turn that priority level up, which we know is high already
yep.
on Matthew Morrell.
No, I definitely think that's true.
Got Springer in there,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, no, I mean,
down at IMG.
You have to feel good. And again, like, it's a point we've made before, but it bears repeating. You know, Memphis has 15 guards on the roster right now.
It sure feels like it.
You know, and not every one of them, I mean, there's a chance that none of them go pro. There's a chance that none of them are one and done, and they all come back. They won't all come back. Somebody will transfer. But at the end of the day, you know, it's hard to recruit top 10, top 15 guards when you can't necessarily say how much, you know, like you'd like to just be able to say, you know, like you were with James and like you were with Precious, like it is yours, big dog. Like this front court
yep.
is yours, you know, as opposed to with the back court, you know, regardless of what you might think about talent level, Tyler Harris is going to be a junior. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, Boogie Ellis is going to be a good player. Leskin Jonas is going to be a good player. You know, so even if you are a five-star McDonald's All-American type of kid, you're going to have to earn it.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody is back.
And we've talked about the need next year. You know, yes, you take a high-profile, you know, elite talent like a Jalen Green, but the real need next year is going to be at the bigs.
Yeah.
With everything you've got leaving out there, obviously we feel like James and Precious doing 1 year here, and then you'd obviously have Isaiah Maurice coming off on scholarship as well. So, you know, we can sit here and talk about all the guards they're after, and maybe this does. If Jalen Green comes off the board, maybe for a Matthew Morrell, there's your spot. But the real thing next year will be hitting that depth on those big guys.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly right. So anyway, that will be something to monitor over the next few months. Is, you know, what happens with Jalen Green? Does he end up spending his last year of high school in America? Does he end up going to the Australia League? You know, if you remember, Jalen Green and RJ Hampton did both visit Memphis together.
Did he ever take any other officials after Memphis with RJ?
Not that I know of. Not with RJ. Yeah. I don't even think he's taken another visit at all.
Yeah, would have seen officially. A reporter, I think.
So that's something to consider, though. You know, the fact that they're friends, RJ and Jalen Green.
Oh yeah,
close friends.
Well, I was considering it as why he's considering Australia.
Yeah, and so you got to think RJ is really, really hitting Australia hard with Jalen. You know,
that became a trend, what RJ Hampton has done, then it would until 2022.
Yeah,
when the rule changes, and we think these high school players will be able to go straight to the league. But looks like right now, perhaps RJ has started a trend. But I feel like it'll be one that's here for these elite guys, one that ends in 2022 at the least.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the latest with Jalen Green. Going to make that decision, according to Sportando, in the next month. And then before we get to Brian Baldinger, oh, my God, did you see what happened on Twitter last night? Did you see what Lester Quinones did to Admiral Schofield?
Oh, my Lord.
It was bloody. Grant Williams, just to give you a little bit of background, because we did not discuss this, and I don't think we needed to discuss it yesterday, but apparently there was a skirmish between the Bahamian national team. Bahamian national
team. Game three. Saw it.
And the Tigers. It was
right in front of the Tigers bench, looked like.
Very brief, very uneventful. Well,
barely a shoving match.
Grant Williams, former Tennessee Volunteer, you know, who was involved in the Memphis-Tennessee game last year, retweeted the video of that with a balled up fist from Arthur.
I thought it was clever. I know.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
That's the fun stuff, right? That's the little rivalry stuff.
I think Tennessee fans and Tennessee
players,
they've
overused the fist, but of course we
got. Oh my God. I mean they got stuck on balled fist and they just have not let it go.
They've overused it a little bit.
They have not let it go.
It's that same brother's fist on there.
Admiral Schofield responded to Grant Williams and said, "We really spanked them though."
Mm.
With two laughing emojis. What was it, like a 102-92, something like that? Like
10-point game.
Yeah, 10-point game. Lester Quinones, the freshman for the University of Memphis.
I love that it's still there.
Oh,
that's
it's
the
so
best
good.
Part about this.
He retweets Admiral Schofield's response and says, "Come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night."
Mm.
Now, the Go-Go's are the Washington Wizards G League affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, obviously Admiral Schofield was drafted to the Washington Wizards, and
clearly done his homework.
That was
a little get back,
next level reference there, I would say. I mean, to you could have gone, you know, if you're not in the G League, but instead he referred to the G League, you know, team name directly. You're going to be on that team, sir.
Memphis got a lot more Lester Quinones than just a shooter. We've been talking about that based on his performance down in the Bahamas, him showing that he could do it off the dribble. I was comparing him to a young Jaron Cumberland in terms of what he looked like in that game. And if you saw him in that little shoving match, Lester was one of the guys doing a little bit of the barking. And that's the thing with him. You can sense a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll take it. And I'll take this little get back at Admiral and at Grant Williams. I like it. And I like even more the fact that it wasn't taken down this morning. Keep this thing going. There's a great rivalry right now that's sort of being rebuilt and reformed, and we're being reminded of between Memphis and Tennessee. Hopefully Tennessee gets it. Hopefully Rick Barnes gets it and feels like it's something they want to continue. I feel like Memphis would. I feel like Penny feels like he'll be in good enough position. He'd like to keep this thing going. He knows how much his fan base gets up for this. I wonder with Barnes having set it up originally with Tubby if he'll be inclined to do so. That said, Lester, you've been born into it. You've been born into the rivalry, and you took your rightful place right there talking a little ish on Twitter with some of the old guys from Tennessee.
It's true.
I found it to be beautiful and poetic.
Yeah, I think he, you know, the city fell in love with Lester at that moment. They looked past his shorts, and they just fell in love with Lester.
What I can't believe, and give me 1 second here, John. I don't know if you had this up, but if you look at some of the responses, the way Lester triggered some of those folks, some of those Tennessee folks, Memphis folks, I guess, not supposed to be. We should take the high road to the stuff with the bald fist. But listen to this this one comment, John, that I've singled out here. It was in response to Lester's tweet. It's from, I don't even know if I can say this, it's from Eat My Bum, okay? And I won't even finish out the rest of it. His tweet back to Lester: how is it your place to comment on someone who has earned a spot in the league? He's obviously talking about Admiral. This is some Tennessee fan. I hope you break both your legs and never have the opportunity to play basketball again, you bona fide scrub.
That's awful.
Can you believe
that's absolutely terrible.
That this little back and forth,
that's so
right,
terrible.
That we both agree, John, is fun. Even the thing Grant Williams did, I think you've overused the fist, we'll say it down here in Memphis, but I still thought it was clever and fun. What Lester did, I thought was clever and fun. Admiral as well. I thought his was probably the, if you're ranking him in terms of cleverness, he's right there at the bottom. But to take that little fun, right, and turn it into something, I hope you break both legs and never get an opportunity.
Yeah.
We just, so that's why, John, I just wonder, you know, we have a tendency again, and this is some fool probably created an account just so he could go on there and comment like this on Lester's thing, probably wasn't on in any other capacity, wouldn't let you know who he was or put a picture on it, but you're going to consider yourself brave and courageous and go back in there and say, man, I hope you never have a career based on this stuff. Sometimes, man, we just go too damn far with this stuff.
Yeah, that's all.
You understand what I'm saying? That's too caught up in this stuff.
I mean, come on, man.
That's where I get into the social media is just a cesspool. You know what I mean? When guys like this feel like they got the courage to come up with the little Twitter fingers and wish that kind of ill on someone.
Because this
based
is,
on some
this
little
is
trash
fantastic.
Talk. Innocent enough trash talk.
It's becoming, once again, one of the great rivalries in college basketball. You know, Tennessee is recruiting well. Memphis is recruiting well. You know, I think everybody understands that this is good for the sport
overall
and good for both programs.
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games to me, and it should be to everybody else.
That's the way it should be.
But to escalate it there, I mean, you're right. I mean, there social media. I was having this conversation with somebody else, and we do this quite often. But you know, it could be so great and so enriching and so beautiful.
Yeah. It brings us closer,
and it
no
can
doubt.
Be so damn sick and evil and awful. You know.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, that's an example of that. You know, I mean, clearly a lighthearted, like, jab, the same that Tennessee was taking at Memphis, right? Saying
exactly.
We spanked them and doing the bald fist.
If we'd said something like this, what would Knoxville say? If we'd said something like this about
absolutely.
One of their players saying something, what would they say about us? You know what they would say.
Yeah.
And so I just, again, I'm not singling out Tennessee fans because I know there's a great many of them that are, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, they're not going to do this. And I know there's a great many of Memphis fans, there's a few out there, get a little unruly as well. We've got it on both sides. But let's have fun with it and not let it boil down into this kind of mess, because that's what takes the fun out of it when you go that far with it. And so anyway, I liked the little get back by Lester. And like I said, you got more than just a shooter in Lester Quinones. You got a fiery guy that can do quite a bit for you.
That you do. Yeah. That you do. Good times on Twitter last night for the most part. All right, when we come back, Brian Baldinger is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL, about Antonio Brown, about Ezekiel Elliott. Lots more to come with Brian Baldinger. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest-growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Want to help your business connect with Mid-South sports fans? Then get in the game with 92.9 FM ESPN. We carry all the play-by-play action for the Memphis Grizzlies, the Tennessee Titans, the St. Louis Cardinals, the UT Vols, the Dallas Cowboys, and more. From pregame to postgame and all the action in between, we deliver the biggest audience of decision makers and spenders in the Mid-South. Help your business score this season and advertise with Memphis sports leaders. Call Amy Hughes today at 384-5900. 384-5900.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
It's Madden Tournament time this Friday night with Jason and John at the Rec Room. The bracket's set and the competition's heating up. Come hang out with the 92.9 ESPN crew. Even if you're not playing in the Madden Tournament, there's tons of arcade games, Papa Shot, ping pong, and much more. And don't forget about the great beer specials and Jell-O shots. It's the Madden Tournament with Jason and John this Friday night starting at 6:30 at the Rec Room. This is a 21 and up event. The Rec Room, 3000 Broad Avenue at Tillman. For more info, visit recroommemphis.com.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We on fire. Right up to the front, right up to the party, high.
NFL preseason rolls on. No shortage of storylines. And we're pleased to be joined right now by Radio.com Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Baldy, what's happening, man? Thanks for the time.
It's my pleasure, guys. I'm kind of just doing some prep here before I go out to watch this scrimmage or this joint practice between the Eagles and the Ravens today. In some serious soupy conditions, like a sauna out there today. Mm. But it was good work yesterday. I'm looking forward to watching it again today.
Yeah, no question. I think in the time during that answer, Antonio Brown filed another grievance against the NFL. At what point, if you're Antonio Brown or, you know, Drew Rosenhaus or anybody advising him, do you just sit him down? And maybe you can't. Maybe that's impossible. Maybe he's just not willing to listen. But do you sit him down and say, look, man, you know, we're not winning this. We got to play football. We got to move on.
Well, you would have thought that would have, you know, been the case, you know, 10 days ago or 12 days ago, but it's lingered. And, you know, Mike Mayock is a good friend of mine. It's his first year at GMs. But I've never heard of a GM ever making the statement that Mike made yesterday. It's time to be all in or all out. I mean, Mike made the he drew the line in the sand. Like, you're with this team now. You know, I mean, there's certain things that they could do to kind of step up the, you know, their demands. But I mean, this time with your quarterback and your team is more valuable than anything. I mean, why can't you just practice in the given helmet while you have this debate with the league? I mean, go practice. That's what this thing is all about. Everybody else is out there practicing and getting the work in, and it's just invaluable, the time that you get, whether it's meetings, walkthroughs, practices. You know, they had a great joint practice with the Rams, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, this is the time to bond with your team. Yeah. It's not a time to be doing any of this nonsense.
I got to ask you, Brian, you've been in those locker rooms. If you're one of his teammates, at what point are you starting, you know, you nudge that guy next to you and say, man, this is getting ridiculous, or as a veteran guy, do you still keep your mouth shut? I mean, where does it – because it feels like this has gone on too far.
Well, I think the players are all sick of, you know, listening to it.
Got to be.
And being forced to talk and, you know, and asking, you know, taking questions
right
about it. I mean,
right.
they they want to talk about, you know, if you're Jonathan Abram right now, you're just trying to become the best rookie safety you can be, you know. And if you're Derek Carr, I mean, you're going to throw it to whoever's open. But he'd like to throw it to AB, I'm sure. But, you know, he hasn't had very little time to do that. And so it's just frustrating. It is really frustrating for everybody. I mean, I saw John Gruden out there in Napa almost 2 weeks ago, and he was frustrated then. I can't imagine. And I saw Mike Mayock. He talked. I can't imagine the level of frustration right now.
Did you for every other player in the NFL, what is it, 27-79, for every whatever the number is, they've all switched. Did you ever, was it ever a problem for you to switch? I mean, looking at it from his, you know, from his point of view at all, did you ever have a problem with switching? Was there a helmet you didn't want to give up?
No, because
it's just part of
you know,
it,
the uniform police, well, the uniform police are out there every Sunday looking at your socks. I mean, looking at the whole thing. And every time that you're not in compliance, there's a fine. Well, I never made enough money to pay the fines, you know. So, I mean, nobody wants to have money taken out of their pocket. I mean, everybody adjusts. Everybody.
Just do it.
I mean, it's not just a helmet.
Yeah.
It's every, you know, it's the knee pads. It's every, all the other equipment situations. And the most important thing for this entire league and for the health of the league is the health of the players.
Yep.
And they're not going to give in at all to any player demands when it sacrifices the health and the health of the league. And so nobody on AB's side is going to win this battle. Nobody.
No doubt.
So, I mean, because this league is not giving an inch, whether it's the rules put in to make the game safer, whether it's the equipment that they're demanding you to wear. They've done millions and millions of dollars of studies on helmets. And so this is where it's going. Like, this is the best for any 10-year-old kid that hopes to play in the NFL one day to make this game safer.
We are about 2 weeks away, Baldy, from the NFL regular season getting underway. Still no new contract for Ezekiel Elliott. At what point does it go from being hardball negotiation to Ezekiel Elliott is actually planning on sitting out this year?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we saw Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. We saw Khalil get traded last year. We saw Aaron Donald get signed at the very end of the camp. And became the MVP of the league. I played with Randy White, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer in Dallas, and he held out 1 year, and we played on the opening Monday night game of the season. He showed up at the hotel on Sunday and played Monday night, was the best player on the field on Monday night. You know, if Ezekiel Elliott signs or makes a decision on September 7th, the night before they open up against the Giants, he's going to start for the Cowboys, I believe, on September 8th. So there's time. But I don't know. I really don't know what the mindset of Ezekiel is. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He really doesn't have any leverage. But the only leverage that a player ever has is to withhold their services. So it's kind of just a game of chicken right now between Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott. And so while you mentioned, you know, there's 19 days or 18 days until, you know, they open up the season, there's still time to get this done if Ezekiel Elliott, you know, you know, depending on what his demands are. I mean, you know, I think Jerry feels like he doesn't have any grounds to do this, and he'll be back in playing, and Ezekiel may feel differently. So I'm not sure where Ezekiel is because I haven't heard him say anything about this.
How decent do you think Tony Pollard, maybe it's better than decent, that Tony Pollard, you did a video breakdown of this. I thought it was awesome. Do you think Tony Pollard, a guy we know very well coming out of Memphis, would do in those shoes if Zeke is not there? What'd you see?
Well, I thought he stepped up from his first game against San Francisco to last week against the Rams. You know, he gave him a good opportunity to catch the ball,
yep.
You know, to run with it, you know, to do some different things. And so, I mean, I think that's the step in the right direction. He scored the touchdown. You could see the celebration in the end zone. The offensive line came over there. They were thrilled to get in the end zone. He's playing behind a really good group. It's a really good offense. You know, they're better with Ezekiel, of
no
course,
doubt.
But you know, Tony Pollard's getting an opportunity right now. So I thought he made the best of it, and I think we'll see him get a good opportunity this weekend as well.
What's the toughest thing for a young running back, Baldy, in your experience? Is it the blitz pickup? We saw he missed one of those first week, looked like, or maybe he was in the second game but did better on it later. How tough is that for a young running back, blitz pickups?
It's hard. It's hard. I mean, probably didn't do a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, at Memphis. And, you know, the defenses are – I mean, I'm watching more blitzing this preseason than I've ever seen. And I'm talking about, I mean, double corner blitzes and five-man overloads. I'm seeing things that
you got to read it.
You might see, you only see maybe in the fourth quarter some games when the team is trying to get the ball back right now. And you're a rookie running back. You could draw those plays up on the chalkboard, or you can look at them in a notebook all you want. Seeing them live for the first time is difficult. And, you know, your quarterback is at risk. Ezekiel Elliott is as good, if not the best, pass blocking running back in this league.
Yes,
he was like that at Ohio State. And so it's a lot to ask, but the only way to do it is to do it.
Get in there.
And experience is, you know, is valuable.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Baldy, Jimmy Garoppolo looked good, like physically, but not on the field. A 0.0 passer rating, 1 of 6, 0 yards, and an interception. How much do you read into that performance from him?
Well, nobody played well. I mean, they were dominated by the Broncos last night. Bradley Chubb, Shelby Harris, I mean, they were dominant. They couldn't gain a yard. And Garoppolo was a part of it. He had 2 passes, batted down for line of scrimmage. He felt the pressure of pass rush that led to 1 interception. He should have thrown a pick six. It was dropped. It was a horrible performance. But, you know, like any quarterback, you've got to flush it. And you've got to walk into that room today with all the confidence in the world and all the swagger in the world. And you've got to learn from it. You've got to flush it. You got to make sure it never happens again. If it snowballs or compounds this week, then I'd say 49er fans should be really worried. But right now, the most important thing is for Garoppolo to go out there today at practice, to go through the walkthroughs, sit through the meeting, and take it, and make sure that nobody is affected by it. And it starts with his level of confidence.
Mm-hmm. How's Josh McCown always ready, Baldy? I saw you shooting a video of him. He's out there running extra gassers. What, he signed Saturday, he's going to play Thursday. What? He's 40 years old, right?
I mean,
pro's pro.
I did his first NFL start at Fox in 2002 with the Arizona Cardinals at Dallas.
Wow.
So I'm thinking like where you were, where I was in 2002, and he's still doing it. I think it's going to be the best thing for Carson Wentz, to be honest with you. He was all set. He was living in Charlotte, coaching high school, going to do, broadcast for ESPN. It took the right amount of money and the right team, the opportunity to come back. He drove to practice with Sam Darnold every day last year. He is a great coach in the room, and that's what he's going to be. He's going to be a great coach. But that's who he's been. He's been an incredible pro. He's always been ready. I know how many different teams he's played for now, but he's always been ready. He's always accepted the role. And I think the Eagles are a better team today because he's on that team.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, you mentioned you're going to see that Eagles-Ravens joint practice. It's a little bit more of a philosophical question, but can we shorten this preseason thing up, Baldy? I saw a video you put out, too, about the Lions and what in the world were they doing. It didn't look like they were working on anything. You see the Rams not sending some of their guys, the starters, to Hawaii. The Bears didn't play any starters in their second game. You know, I just wonder if the coaches and maybe even some of these players are not sending a message to the NFL and to the owners, you know, if you're not going to make use of these 4 games, why are we even playing them, Baldy?
Well, it's going to get ramped up this year. I'm going to write an article at NFL.com week. And, the Rams scrimmaged 2 different teams this year. The Eagles are, having great workouts with the Ravens. The Ravens have scrimmaged Jacksonville. I mean, that's where it's all going.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in the stands. There's nobody in the, it's a rip-off for the fans. The league has to, understand this. I know they do. But now the teams are saying, you know what?
Exactly.
I'd rather have Carson Wentz take 80 snaps today against the Ravens in a controlled environment.
Yep.
He's going to wear a red shirt. He's not probably going to get hit. They can get all the work they want in. The Eagles get to see different pass rushers, get to see Pernell McPhee and get to see, Matt Judon, some great players, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And you can control the whole thing.
Yep.
And it's really much better. And I think that's where it's going to go. And at the end of the day, this thing, I think, should get pared down to 2 games.
Man, I'm with you.
Yeah, I hope that happens. Last week, Baldy, LaMarcus Joyner, as the Raiders were in the process of beating the Cardinals in the preseason, he ripped the Cardinals' offense. And I think specifically Cliff Kingsbury and what he's bringing to that franchise, that organization. He called it pretty boy football and that it doesn't allow the defense to play the game physical like the game was meant to be. What do you make of that? Do you agree with LaMarcus Joyner that that is pretty boy football?
Well, he was a dominant player in that game against the Cardinals.
Yes,
I mean, LaMarcus
was.
Like brought a real passion to the game. Did a lot of things that didn't really make into the, you know, the stat page. But Cliff. I've done a lot of Big 12 games. I've done a lot of games out in Lubbock with Cliff. I like Cliff. I think he is going to be very innovative. He got the job in large part because he's coached Baker and he's coached Patrick Mahomes. And he's getting a chance to coach Kyler Murray. But, you know, you have to coach 52 guys. You got to put a good product on the field, 52 other guys beside the quarterback. So the idea that you're just going to coach the quarterback or develop the quarterback is silly. Make him a quarterback coach then. You know, I mean, either you can coach 53 guys, motivate them, you know, get them all going in the same direction. I mean, that's the challenge for Cliff. So LaMarcus can make those claims. I played in the run-and-shoot offense. It's not an NFL offense. We have seen June Jones, you know, but I think it's going to be a lot more than four wide receivers and all that kind of stuff that I think people saw at Texas Tech. I mean, I think there's going to be a variety, but we got to wait and see. You know, Cliff hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't showed anything yet.
Uh-huh.
It was a horrible performance against the Cardinals or against, the Raiders. So we got to wait and see till they get to week one and see what it looks like.
Baldy, I'm throwing Saints at you, Rams, Eagles, and Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott. Which one of those teams you like most to represent the NFC, or would you take the rest of the field in terms of those four teams? And, again, that's Dallas with Zeke.
Yeah, I mean, they look like Final Four teams to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all four of those teams look like Final Four. Now, I mean, the Bears, the Falcons, I mean,
Vikes.
See what the Vikings do. They,
yep.
They look a whole lot better with the rebuilt offensive line right now. You know, it's going to be, you know, you never, ever leave Russell Wilson and Seattle out of the equation because they're always going to play better at the end of the season because Pete Carroll's not afraid to play rookies and young players and let them get their, you know, let them get their feet wet. So it's going to be – it was crazy last year in the NFC, but we saw the injuries wipe out the Falcons. We saw, you know, the injuries to Cam Newton wipe out the Panthers in the second half of the season after they started 6-2. So a lot of factors in play, but it's going to be very, very competitive.
It feels like it.
Baldy, how concerned would you be if you're a member of that Indianapolis Colts front office about Andrew Luck's health? The report just recently this morning was that he is not going to practice this week. How concerned would you be if you were in that organization?
Well, a year ago at this time, he was just, you know, throwing a Nerf football and happy that he could throw like an egg toss during a game.
We were worried then.
And he threw 39 touchdowns during a season. Only the Colts and Andrew Luck know whatever it is that he's battling, because we still don't have a full description of what the injury is. I mean, I was out there, you know, at camp this year, and they said it was a calf, but it feels like it's more than that. We don't know how it happened. We don't know where he's at with his recovery. We don't know that if he goes out and tries to play or practice, could he, you know, have some sort of, you know, letdown or setback. So it's hard to know, really, because there's just so much mystery surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any time a player is on the shelf, especially a player that has had a variety of injuries, I think you're always concerned.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely right. Baldy, appreciate the time.
Great
as
stuff,
always.
Brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, all right, my pleasure, guys.
Yep, he is Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider Call is always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Yeah, to that point, I mean, just to continue sort of the Andrew Luck conversation, if he is, you know, in any way hampered, right, by an injury, and if he is any way misses an extended amount of time, I mean, that division does become open. It does.
Takes them right off the
I'm not saying it's open for the Titans, because I don't think that's the case.
Well, remember, and they got off to a slow start last year and still found a way to pick it up.
Yep.
So if they've got him, I'm with you. Division favored, give it to him. If not, they go right to the bottom and it's up for grabs.
Yes.
And you would have to put the Titans, John, right there with the other two. Foles is not proven down there yet. We know it was magical with Philadelphia.
Yeah, but the Texans are a better football team. That is true. The Texans
they
are
have
a better
they have a better quarterback. Offensive line
their defense is better and their offense is better.
Folks don't give Titans enough credit for front seven. I will give you that Houston's defense is better, but the offensive line in Houston, John, is a problem.
It is, but they have DeAndre Hopkins. The Titans don't have a
not to
like
mention
that.
The Titans also have now finally a backup quarterback that they may need. Deshaun Watson goes down with that bad offensive line,
you're right.
Over.
You're right.
Season over.
The,
okay?
Having Mariota is a huge luxury. As a
having Tannehill.
I mean, excuse me.
But I thought you were trying to do something Freudian there.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were trying to do something Freudian. Already put Mariota as the backup.
Oh, he's not? Mariota's not the backup yet? My goodness.
All right, funny guy.
How long, you blew it first.
Now you're trying to capitalize. You can't do that.
How long we got to wait until that switch, man? It's time. But yes, I mean, I would feel very I would feel very uneasy if I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan today. He's not practicing, man. There's 3 weeks left to go.
Baldy pointed out, we were in the same boat this time last year when the dude's throwing around the Nerf ball. We were all, oh, gosh, Colts, look, oh, they're going to fall off, no luck. And he ends up coming out there after the slow start. He gets over it.
Yeah.
Again, this one seems to be a little bit more serious. Last year, remember, it was the shoulder we were all concerned about.
Right.
This one, is it going to affect his Achilles, get down there, all that kind of stuff. But, dude, I just got a feeling they're slow playing this, and he's going to be fine. He'll be out there week one.
We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Clay Travis will join us at 12:25. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger Football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown, you can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlu. MyBlu is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlu lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlu answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online. MyBlu.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sell his house in Collierville for more money than any of his neighbors. His neighbors' homes were listed for several months with other agents with what appeared to be no movement, but then the Live Love Memphis team got involved. And with their aggressive marketing, they sold the home in 2 days for list price. It sold for $30,000 more than any other home in his neighborhood in the last 6 months.
They're going to do you right. The only way. It's the right way. It's the Live Love way. And again, if you're sitting here thinking it's a complicated deal, selling your home, maybe you're in over your head, all kinds of stuff. You're just asking yourself a bunch of questions, and all you're doing is overanalyzing. You need to get it right over to Jennifer Carson and the folks at Live Love. They'll get that thing sold quickly like they did mine. 6 days, like they did for Lewis Walls and so many other, Chris, as well. Give them a call, 901-685-6000. Again, the person to ask for is Jennifer Carson, and they're going to make this process so simple for you. I speak from personal experience. They did that for me. And if you'd like, they'll get you into your dream home as well. They'll help get you there. So go check them out at livelovememphis.com. Get with the right team. It's the Live Love Memphis team. Again, they're at livelovememphis.com.
Loving the guitar. Loving it, man. I feel like I'm around a campfire. That's how I feel. Who is this?
The Doobies, baby. Doobie Brothers.
The Doobies. You put this in the rotation?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
It was on the board.
This is a Bennett Doyle special right here.
The ghost of Bennett is haunting us today.
Well, we'll have to review some of you guys have added some new ones. We got Billy English in there that Jason recently added.
That's definitely us. Yeah, I could tell when I hear that. I'm just like, I know Jason didn't put that in there, and I know I didn't put that in there, and I know Brad probably didn't put that in there either.
Bennett Sunday afternoon jam at the house.
I think that the classic rock songs on this board are primarily Bennett Doyle.
You know they all are. If it's Southern rock, Bennett,
it's Bennett special.
Bennett did it, no doubt about it.
I got you.
Yeah, we continue to be haunted by Ghost Dad on this damn show.
I was wondering. I didn't kind of picture you guys in these songs, so maybe that's.
I didn't pick that one.
Sometimes when I hear it's just a hurdle for me when I hear songs that I know we didn't put in there. I just cannot I cannot get over it.
Shout out to Bennett Doyle.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Bennett Doyle, man. All right, listen. There is a. I don't know what the proper word for this story would be or is. It's certainly terrifying, right? It is certainly terrifying. A near miss is what you would probably say as well. But this comes to us from the Associated Press. Comes to us from the Associated Press, and the story is posted at the Commercial Appeal. Do want to give the Associated Press the credit. It is an AP story.
Mm-hmm.
But a truck driver has been arrested after saying that he would commit a mass shooting at a church right here in Memphis, authorities said in newly filed court records. The guy's name was Thomas McVicker, and he was apprehended in Indianapolis before the plan could be carried out, according to court papers filed yesterday. According to the FBI, McVicker, who was 38 years old, made, quote, credible threats to conduct a mass shooting and suicide that was planned for Thursday. And it gets even more chilling. Earlier this month, a friend of McVicker in the southern Alabama town of Fairhope told a Florida FBI agent that McVicker has been considering shooting a church up or killing people on the street. Later, in a telephone call, the friend said McVicker told her the church shooting would happen when he was in Memphis on Thursday. And I will warn you, this is graphic, that he intended to take his knife and slit the pastor's throat.
My gosh.
McVicker's mom told the FBI that he owned a Ruger P90 handgun and sometimes uses cocaine and methamphetamine and is also being treated for schizophrenia.
Hmm.
Now, here's the other one.
Yeah, this was the scariest part to me.
The FBI says it confirmed with McVicker's employer that he requested leave time this Thursday and that he indicated in the request that he would spend the leave time in Memphis. And so, yeah, I mean, an assassination attempt, I mean, a mass shooting attempt thwarted thanks to this friend, you know, this random friend of McVicker's who, you know, alerted the FBI.
Well, thanks to them and the FBI who clearly was on it. You know, the people that talked, you know, I guess, you know, to anybody the FBI talked to that you get something out of this. We've, you know, last time we talked about the FBI was how they, you know, we said literally we're talking about how they bungled the college basketball scandal investigation. You know, you come out and the schools end up as victims. And that's typically where we're talking about them, right, John, is when they've done something wrong. In this case, I mean, you can't thank them enough. There's no question. Like, we live in a world, we're coming to work, we get in our routines, right? We think we're safe. And again, you don't see
you know, you don't see a badge or a yeah. siren anywhere, you think you're fine. You know, come to find out that, you know, unbeknownst to all of us, there's a plan against you that could have, you know, could have hit any one of us.
I mean, it's just you read stories like this, you know, uh-huh. like you read stories about, you know, thwarts all the time, you know, and it just feels like if one phone call isn't made, you know, or if, you know, it's just how thin the line can be.
My take would be this on this. Nothing to, I mean, as cowardly as it gets that you're going to attack a church, because we had a situation where a few weeks ago, look, we're a small church, you guys know, over in Raleigh. I've talked about it before, very small, you know, 20, 30 members, and we don't have security. We have an open door, and typically while the pastor's preaching, that door, it always remains open. Why? Because we're welcoming in the neighborhood. We want anyone to come in, and that's typically the way it is at any church,
yep.
right? Because it's all about bringing everybody together, right? And again, you know, you can get into, you know, what church you are, what affiliation, and that gets different, but it's all about the same thing. That's a welcome place, a safe place. And so here we are, you know, a few months ago, somebody calls the pastor and says, hey, I'd like y'all's address. I want to come up. Pastor asks what the guy's name is. Guy don't want to give his name. And so all of a sudden, yeah, it's like, well, number one, my pastor's extremely correct. His thing is, well, we want this gentleman to come because we want him, right? We want to bring him. Obviously, we want him as a part of our group if he needs that help. You yep. understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But we also, in this day and age, have to be on alert. Because, this gentleman not wanting to say his name, who knows what he's thinking? Maybe he just wants to see if we're there. You understand what I'm saying? And so what did we do? We put me and a couple other guys at the doors. What do we have? We've got nothing. We're just a bunch of church folks. We don't have guns. We don't have the money to have a security team. And again, praise God that nothing happened.
Yeah.
That gentleman didn't come. Nothing happened. We had our – but my point on this, you're going to come and shoot up a church, right? Slit the pastor. So that's the place where there's the least resistance, John. I mean, right. I get why he's doing it, but in terms of cowardice – that's as cowardly as it gets.
Yeah.
You're trying to make some big statement, some big grand statement, and you're going to take it to a church
yeah.
where they're probably going to welcome you in, right? Because they want you to be a part of everything they're doing. And you take it's unbelievable to me. And so in this, I guess my point of the in this day and age, you've got to take this seriously. And thank God the FBI and this gentleman's friends and all that took what he was saying seriously enough to thwart something here.
He very clearly had intentions.
Would have been devastating for our whole city.
I mean, he had the gun. He had the time off. Like he very clearly had evil intentions. He planned on carrying this out. So I would convict him to the fullest, you know, the fullest extent of the law. You know, as far as I'm concerned,
you have to now.
Conspiracy to commit.
We said the same thing on the, and John, it's different, but. The SWAT stuff where the online gamers are getting swatted now, right? Where you'll get the call to police, the hoax call that, you know, that gamer's doing something. You have a SWAT team to send. You have to push the law on that. You have to persecute that. So and this should get fullest extent, almost to the point, John, where, you know, maybe you put him behind so other folks see that this is so serious. You know, I'm going to get a serious amount of time for it. It can't be a couple of years. Again, there's clearly a mental health a layer to this, because mom said she believes he's schizophrenic or he is or whatever.
He is, yeah.
And that's a whole other part of these shootings we've got to deal with. But again, I get so fed up, man, that all these guys want to make these big political statements or whatever you're going for whatever you're representing. And the way you're going to do it is attacking a church. It's the most cowardly thing you can do.
It is.
Cowardly.
It is. And like you said, you know.
Weak.
The good thing is that the FBI got this guy, you know.
Yeah, praise God, yes. Thank you for the FBI today. No question about it.
Lots more to come in the rundown. The top 10 2021 forward, Musa Cisse, got an update about him. We will talk about that and more in the rundown. That's up next. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
High temperatures and humidity levels have your air conditioner working overtime. And we're working overtime too here at Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning to help you stay comfortable this summer. more. Whether your air conditioner needs routine cleaning, an emergency repair, or you're interested in saving money with a new, higher-efficiency cooling system, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company Memphians have trusted since 1970 for all their home or business comfort system needs. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Want to help your business connect with Mid-South sports fans? Then get in the game with 92.9 FM ESPN. We carry all the play-by-play action for the Memphis Grizzlies, the Tennessee Titans, the St. Louis Cardinals, the UT Vols, the Dallas Cowboys, and more. From pregame to postgame and all the action in between, we deliver the biggest audience of decision makers and spenders in the Mid-South. Help your business score this season and advertise with Memphis sports leaders. Call Amy Hughes today at 384-5900, 384-5900.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.